Yo, 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 Fact Check That Itch Podcast. It's your boy Rico Jackson. We're doing a sound check real quick, new system set up. So, yo, hope y'all can hear me well. It's your boy Rico Jackson, Fact Check That Itch Podcast. Hope everybody's been well. Took a few days off. Forgive us. Lot going on. Hope everybody's well. Hope everybody been living their life the best way they know how during these troublesome times that some people find themselves in. I hope that you've been staying encouraged. Hope that you've been encouraged to continue to not let it get to you. You know, the world can be very stressful at times. You know, and being in the system I'm in with education and things of that nature, it gets very stressful. You know, I wanted to talk to y'all today about our teachers, you know, and where we are right now in this education system that we're in, because I don't think a lot of y'all understand. And a lot of y'all are parents. A lot of y'all are parents, and a lot of y'all have children that misbehave at school. Let's just be real about it. A lot of parents are not taking responsibility for their children's education. I don't care how many jobs you have or don't have. That seems to be a bigger problem. The jobs that the parents don't have and is still not taking the time to be involved the way they should be in this education of their student. I don't know what's going on this week. It's been a lot of physical activity at school. A lot of fighting, a lot of verbal aggression. And it's not just my school. It's just across the country. You know, I talk to teachers out of the state of Florida, say the same thing is going on. And we have to start asking ourselves, what are we doing that these children are behaving in this manner? It's I know they're listening to the music. I love rap music. I grew up on it. But I grew up at a time where we understood that rap was entertainment. It wasn't reality. A lot of the older rappers, they let you know, like, hey, what they're rapping about wasn't being glorified the way they're glorifying the things now. You know, and yeah, I go back and listen to some of that music, like, man, that's vulgar. It's vulgar music. But some of the stuff I hear now, man, vulgar not the word for it. Some of the stuff is just downright disgusting. And it's not like it's isolated music. This is in the majority of the music that's going on. Either it's prostitution, genocide by way of shooting somebody, killing, guns. I'm gonna knock somebody out. Never I'm gonna get a straight fair one. It's never we're gonna throw hands. It's always straight to the 30 clips. Always straight to the 30s. So what are we expecting these children to behave like in society when everything is so fast and it's so much WWE content being pushed through the music, through the videos, through the entertainers that they hire? They all push the same agenda, and it's promoting a lifestyle that's destructive to children. It ain't no more. I don't know no kids that watch, you know, Nickelodeon, you know, Mickey Mouse Club, Arthur. What's the other one we used to watch to get out of school? You know, some of the, you know, they don't have any more of these kind of wholesome shows that kids can go and not be brainwashed by adult content and thinking that they should behave in that manner. And that's how, because adults do it, right? Because adults, instead of talking to each other and using their social skills and working on their emotions, instead of talking it out, adults just throw hands. They curse each other out. So if the children see adults on TV behaving in that manner, right? And these people getting paid, right? What do you think they're gonna come to a conclusion of? Man, I can behave this way. And a lot of the girls I see now, they behaving in the way of I see these women on TV behave. That attitude, that talking with the hands, and you don't know sign language. That's a problem. Let's just be real. That's a problem. And it's a characteristic that is inappropriate, not just for a child, but anybody to be doing. We always got to whatever. All the girls are doing it. I don't care where they from. I don't care what they look like. I don't care their nationality. They're all doing it. So let's just get the color thing out the way. Because I tell people all the time, yeah, I'm racist. I don't like nobody. If you ain't me, hey, man, you know, I like kids and I like helping the old folks. And the only people that need help from me, get help from me, really. You know, the children and the elderly, you know, and the hopeless, you know, the homeless, you know, I help them folks out. But you regular adults who making, you know, a good little salary, and you're talking with your hands, that's how your kids talk to us at school. But see, I'm not like a lot of these other people who work with these kids. I gotta be real with them. I gotta treat them the way I was treated as a middle school student. You may not like how I talk to you. You may not like that I'm always saying something to you. You may not like that I'm always jumping on you and correcting your behavior, but that's what's gonna happen. Because you're not gonna leave this school and say nobody told you what was right and wrong. Because I told you several times, I'm going to be that pain and I'm going to be that savior one day for you. Because trust me, every single one, it's not one student, not one, that I've jumped on, went off on, called their parent, embarrassed them in front of their classmates, put them in detention, sent them to the office, kicked out of class, yelled at them, flat off went off on them, that hasn't went off on me, cursed at me, said they had never talked to me again, they hate me, called me names, that after one of those situations happened, we didn't have a conversation afterwards about their education or their needs to be successful, about their social emotional health, about working on their goals. Not one. I may not like a kid. Excuse me. I'll be real with you. I tell kids all the time, hey, man, kids come to me, man, I hate this teacher, man. I don't like them. I say, guess what? They probably feel the same way about you. Simple as that. That teacher probably hates your guts. That teacher probably go home and drink and curse your name. It's a fact of the matter. It is what it is. You don't have to like the teacher. The teacher does not have to like you. We still got to get the job done, though. And that's where the parents come into play. I can discipline your child the way I was disciplined in school, the way my parents disciplined me when it came to school. My mother was in education. My father was a custodian. They call him plant operations now. 36 years. Excuse me. In a high school. The same high school. And I went to the high school. I basically grew up in the high school. Right? I've seen people on the streets walk up to my father and say, hey, man, blah, 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 I know you, blah, blah. thank you. I don't know who they are. I'm like, man, who is that? Oh, man, this is a kid back from way, way back in the day. You know, it's grown people now that remember him from way then, right? So, it baffles me. It baffles me when I have a system in place that doesn't allow correction, teachable moments with discipline to be constructive for these kids to be successful. That's what it's about. It's not about if I like your child or not. And trust me, I tell you, it's some kids I do not like. We all have the right not to like people. What we don't have the right to do is to let our emotions towards people respond to them in a negative way. And that's what tends to happen a lot in some of these classrooms, with some of these principals, some of these teachers, some of these counselors, and vice versa with some of the students and parents. Because you can have a student that just does not like a teacher and responds so negatively in the classroom to where they take up the instruction time on a consistent basis. That's not fair, right? So it's not fair for a teacher to do the same thing. It's not fair for us to come into a profession that basically take an oath to educate, to pass on knowledge, but also to take care, provide safety, security, not just why these kids are sometimes at school, but oftentimes some of these kids out of school. Why do you think we have social workers at schools now? We have therapists at schools now. We do safety checks, things of that nature. We got to start understanding the content, the language, the characters, the intent that we're putting out on social media. I guarantee you, go ahead and Google, get on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Yeah, I don't have Snapchat, but the kids say that's where it's at. High school fights, middle school fights, and see what comes up. It's reality. It's getting worse by the day. And you other parents, stop buying these kids these $1,000 phones and send them to school with the phones. If you need to get a hold of your child, please call the school. Your child will be where they're supposed to be, and we will know where they're at all times if your child comes to school and do what they're supposed to do. Now, if your child decides to walk out of class because they're having an attitude that day, excuse me, and they decide to run around campus somewhere, and you come to school looking for them, and they're not in class, and we tell them, hey, they ran out of class, don't blame us. When you help us find your child, take them home, have a talk with them, because don't talk with us about why we couldn't find your child, why your child didn't have their butt in their seat. It's as simple as that, man. It's as simple as that. I don't care about, I'm the first person to tell the kid, I got an office full of food. I ain't got no lobsters or nothing like that, no steaks and french fries, nothing like that. You know, peanut butter crackers, goldfish, junk food candy, the candy balls, the chocolates, the Takis, you know what I'm saying, them nasty Takis that's going to tear your stomach up that the kid shouldn't be eating. They come to school with a bag this big and they'll eat them all day and pass them out. Listen, we used to eat Kool-Aid out the bag. You get the Kool-Aid pack in the plastic Ziploc with the sugar all day long with your finger. Pour it in your hand. Share some with your friends. This was before COVID, though. of course. So, you know, we was eating the same junk food stuff, but now we know better. What they say, if you know better, you do better, right? But we still allowing these kids to go to, kids gonna be kids. But parents, when you dropping the kids off to school, first of all, you dropping them off late, and they walking in with Circle K bags full of junk food. Come on, man. They walking in drinking Monster energy drinks. Let's be real, B. See, y'all got me sucking my teeth. I hate that. Because when the boys suck their teeth at me at school, that boils my blood. And I tell them straight up the same way the dudes my dad told me and the dudes at school used to say, don't you suck your teeth at me like a little girl. Stop sucking your teeth at me, for we have a problem. But it pisses me off that y'all send them to school the same amount of money they spend on junk food. You can get them some fruits, a couple little pieces of meat protein, you know. And I'm not co-signing eating a bunch of pepperoni, but you get us some healthier, low-sodium pepperoni that you cut up on your own, the good ones, the Boar's Head stuff, you know. Even if you can't get the Boar's Head, get the good store brand, the Publix, you know. Get them some of that, cut it up. Throw that in a little bag, you know what I'm saying? Or check this out. Check this out. Put them onto a lick. You want them eating a little healthier? I'm going to give y'all a little lick right here. Don't say, hey, don't say I ain't never tell you nothing. I'm going to give you a little lick to tell your kids to make some money, right? I'm all about educating. And I try to tell these kids. See, at school, they get in trouble. You know, back in the day, we used to get our little candy, our little pencils, and we'll flip the candy, the pencils, and stuff like that at school because you pencil fight. So I told y'all my dad worked at the school, right? All the supplies I needed. You know, back in the day, the schools used to get supplies. You don't get that stuff now. Back in the day, man, I ain't need nothing, man. All the pencils I wanted. Trust me, I'm selling pencils because I had a surplus of pencils, right? So now the kids come to school. They go to Circle K, get a little allowance, and they go to the dollar store. They thinkers. They smart, man. These kids smart. They just need the right guidance. So they go to the dollar store, get a bag full of junk food. Man, they come to the cafeteria at lunchtime, dump it out on the table. Hey, man, you better know what you're doing, though. There's some hyenas in there. It's like a little prison, I guess. I never been to prison, thank God, but from what people say on prison, you just don't go around doing stuff like that, dumping the commissary out on the table. You dumping the whole bag. If you ain't no wolf, shoot, somebody gonna rush around and stick their hand in there and grab something and say what and walk off on you, you know. And guess what? That's what would happen in middle school, but they do it, right? But then some of them dump a little bit out, you know, and they grab it. Hey, nah, where your money at? They be hustling their little boom, 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 getting their little money until they get caught. If I see them doing it, I don't say nothing about it. You know, I'm like, hey, man, who am I? I know how the game go. I don't know what your home life like. I don't know if you right now the source of providing money in the house. I don't know. I don't know how you started your little small startup. I like your entrepreneurship. You know what I'm saying? I like your style, you know? Keep it on the low though. Don't let the man catch you. Cause the man catch you, I gotta say, hey, you busted, put it up. You know what I'm saying? Put it up. You know what I'm saying? Shut down shop. We're gonna shut your shop down. DMX told you. Shut it down, open up shop. That's what we're gonna do. So this is the lick. Now if your kids get caught at school, hey, don't tell them I sent you. Healthy snacks. All kids love beef jerky. Parents, instead of buying your kids little Nintendo games and the little BS games and spending the money on the systems and giving them $20 to buy online stuff or whatever, man, get them a little $30 dehydrator. A $30 food dehydrator. Right? When they get their little allowance, go to Publix. Right? By the way, Publix is not a sponsor of this video, but I like them, so they should give you some free. But go there or to your local butcher, wherever you shop at. Let me put it like that. Wherever you shop at, if they have a butcher, find your nice little Boston butt. You know what I'm saying? Boston butt. Boston butt. Nice little piece of meat. If they can't afford a nice piece, man, get a little cheap meat. Get a little nice little cheap piece of meat. Not with a lot of fat in it. You know? Had them. Don't slice it thin. You can slice it thin, but more bang for your buck. A little bit more work. More bang for your buck, because you can stretch it out a little more. Tell the butcher to shave it for you. So yeah, man, shave it thin for me. Yeah. Now, take that home. Break it down. It's going to be thin like paper. You got to break it down and work with it. Make it, you know what I'm saying? Loosen it up. Put it in the pan. Make it a family event. You know, help each other out. Do a little experiment with each other. Season that stuff up real good. You know, you can let it marinate. You can do all that. Make it good. Boom. Throw it in the fridge. Let it marinate overnight. Boom, boom, boom. Next day, now the work begins. You got to lay that thing out on the dehydrator. Boom. You just made you. And if you get it sliced right thin, like shaved, you can dehydrate you on a nice dehydrator. Not even an expensive one. I got one I use. I think I paid like 40 bucks for it, maybe. I can make me a batch of jerky with a nice shave on it in an hour, hour and a half, depending on how crispy you want it or how dried out you want it. But yeah, tell them to do that. That's a healthy snack right there. They take a big bag of that jerky to school, man, they better just, they could just pass out little pieces for 50 cents, dollar, boom. They can, man, they can make a killing off of that jerky and still eat their little healthy snacks instead of eating the Takis. Then you can throw the bananas in there. Then you can throw some apples in there. You know, stuff like that. Strawberries. You know, make some healthy snacks. Because they coming to school juiced up. I mean, powered up. They coming this thing powered up, bro. For real. And I'm like, yo, why are you drinking a Monster? Why are you drinking a Monster? It's, bruh, it is literally, it is, the bell rings at 9:40 to be in class, first period. Some kids get to school at 8 o'clock, some get to 8:30. They do tutoring in the morning, some of them go to morning school care, some of them walk to school. But they drinking Monsters. No disrespect to Monster, I don't drink Monsters. But that's what these kids... It got to be, Monsters should be an 18 and over beverage. Children should not be drinking this stuff. Their brains are not developed to be drinking that stuff. And they drinking them by the caseloads, man. On top of the Takis. Again, I understand we ate a lot of junk food, but the junk food is not what we eating, not what they eating now. The most energy drink we had was some over-sugared Kool-Aid. You know, every now and then you may get your Coca-Cola. You may get your Coca-Cola. Papi, where the Coca-Cola, Papi? Papi, give me a cold Coca-Cola with that Super Barbecue, Papi. And a cold Coca-Cola. And speaking of Super Barbecue, if you're down on Treasure Island, man, on Saturday, coming up with a Saturday, it would be the 5th. Yesterday, yeah, something like that. The 5th or the 4th, one of those Saturdays. Treasure Island, come on down to Treasure Island Rallies. They got a surprise there. They're going to have Super Barbecue. Going to be smoking the whole block out, man. The best barbecue in Tampa Bay. So, come on down to Treasure Island. On the beach. Rallies. Gas station right there. The Shells. The Rally Shells. They have Super Barbecue coming out to blow out the whole Treasure Island. It's going to be smoked out. The best. When you smell that smoke in the air, you're going to be coming. You're going to be like, where is it coming from? We've never smelled nothing like this out on the beach. So yeah, Super Barbecue in the building. But yeah, we got to start making sure these kids getting their minds right. The behavior out of control. And it got a lot to do with this stuff they're eating. They're eating this junk food. We got to cleanse their bodies. We got to get them more active. And we got to educate them. We got to get them back and excited about being educated and going to school. School should be so fun now because it's so easy. But the problem with it is a lot of kids are running around acting like they're adults and having adult emotions at such a young age. I told a girl today, she's boo crying. She walked past me like, I have no friends. I told her, baby, let it go. Let it go. And please, don't wear that dress back to school tomorrow or ever again. It's too short. It's against the dress code violation. That's what we need to worry about. I hate to be insensitive, but you crying about not having no friends is probably because you said or did something stupid. Because every other day I see you hanging out with two or three girls, not going to class. So clearly you got some, you may not have no friends, you got some associates, and y'all not doing the right things. So let's not cry about not having friends right now. Be happy that you didn't get sent home for a dress code violation. Let's take this as a teachable moment. Don't wear that back to school. Thank you. Have a good day. Then some young man wanted to poke his nose in the business because she goes in the bathroom boo crying because now she wants attention, so she's crying loud. And now boys are standing in front of the bathroom and I'm standing there saying, yo, go to class. Oh, but she need, now she don't need nothing. She don't need nothing. There's nothing you can do for her. Especially not while she's in the ladies' bathroom. Go to class. One young man, he wants to be, you know, Captain Sable. He almost got jumped on because I don't play the back talk. Don't back talk me. Just do what I tell you to do. I'm going to yell at you. I'm going to embarrass you. So, yeah, that's what, you know, he said he's being sensitive. Be sensitive walking to class, bro. I don't care about your sensitivity levels right now. I need you in class on time. That's what you're here for. You're not a counselor. You can't save them all. So your parents, tell your kids, stop talking back to grown folks. Because they think we their peers. They get jumped on. They want to cry and say, oh, they picking on me. And y'all parents be falling for it. It's getting out of hand. You know, and sometimes I got to talk to some of you parents in a way I don't like talking to y'all. Because I'm not a confrontational person. I teach social emotional learning skills to children 6th through 8th grade. I run small groups for social skill building, emotional management, anger management. And we break down these little things on how to navigate through these hard times, on how to have a better outcome, you know, for these situations that they're going through right now. I realize a lot of these kids got a lot on their plate, and I love them. I love them to death, but I'm not finna sugarcoat nothing with them. I'm not gonna baby them. I'm gonna be real with them because they're living in a time now where they face with too many adult situations because their parents are irresponsible and the world is not being real with them. I'm gonna let you know, if you go out on the streets talking to somebody like that, the way you just talked to me, you probably gonna get shot in your face. If you approach somebody with that aggression on the streets, the way you just approached me with your fist clenched, they don't care if you're 12 or 13. You're probably going to get shot in your face. If you pull a BB gun out of your pants on the streets and a police officer sees you, most likely you're going to have a confrontation and you might get shot in your face. If you talk to an adult in the grocery store the way you just talked to me because you didn't like how they run you up or they was too slow to help you and you curse at them, you might get smacked in your face by a grocery store attendant. Everybody's not going to take your mouth because you think you're a child, but you got an adult-sized mouth. Parents, talk to your kids. The level of respect has went out the window. And some of us ain't going to take the disrespect. It's just, it is what it is. And I have no problem telling a parent what I told their student to their face. And I tell y'all kids that. Please, call your mama, daddy, your grandma, whoever you stay with. Call them. Get them on the phone. I would prefer you pull up to the school so we could talk face-to-face. So we can have the truth on the table. But some of y'all just don't want to do that. Y'all want us to raise your kids. But newsflash, we can't raise your kids for you. We need y'all to step up in 2022. Thank you. That's my public service announcement for the parents. God bless. This your boy Rico Jackson. Fact Check Latest Podcast. Check us out. Come back each and every week. I'm out. Take care of yourself. And volunteer to be a mentor at your children's school if you can. Please, we need mentors. and you keep